This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored L'schus Elazar ben Bela Felberbaum and L'schus the engagement of Eliezer Posner to Chaya Mushka Itkin. The learning of the Dvar Torah is L'schus Reb Shalom Mordechai HaLevi ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva min HaMeitzar el HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the idea of praising Hashem specifically through brachos. Chazal say that one who eats or drinks without making a bracha, it is as if they have wrongly benefited from something holy which belongs to Hashem. For everything in this world belongs to Hashem, and only after saying the bracha can one use it. Chazal relate how Avraham Avinu caused others to call out in Hashem's name. After giving his guests a full meal of food and drink, they would stand up to thank and bless Avraham. But he would point out, "Did you eat from my food? You ate from Hashem's food, so praise and bench him." The Zohar writes that only by saying a bracha does one receive brachas. Rabbeinu Bechaya explains that without a bracha, one places themselves under the control of nature, not allowing for any additional brachas. The author of the Sefer Achinuch quotes what he had received from his rebbes, that one who is scrupulous in benching will have a good and easy livelihood throughout all his days. Chassidus explains that the idea of a bracha is to bring a lakus into the person who is saying the bracha and the world around him. A Yid once came to the Ur HaChaim HaKadosh crying about his parnasa difficulties. He told the tzaddik about his garden in which people would come to enjoy the shade of his trees. He would serve them food and water from his well, and as such was provided with a livelihood. Now, however, his garden trees and waters have dried up, and his parnasa was in danger. The Ur HaChaim first gave the Yid a drink, and then listened to him hastily recite the Bracha Rishoina, and when he was done, the Bracha Achroina. "Now I understand why your source of livelihood has dried up," said the tzaddik. "It is because you are not careful with your brachas." The Ur HaChaim advised him to begin saying brachas properly, and assured him that Hashem will then help him. According to the teachings of our Rabbeim, children from age 3 should become accustomed to saying Birchas HaShachar and Birchas HaMazon. Before 3 years, once the child can speak, it is worthy to be mahader in this, though it is not required. At the end of all farbringens, the Rebbe would announce, "All those who need to make a bracha achreino will certainly make a bracha achreino," reminding the crowd of this obligation. The Rebbe explained that unfortunately the bracha achreina has a bad mazel and is often forgotten even by those who are extremely careful with the bracha rishoina. In the days of David HaMelech, a plague came upon the Yidden and 100 people died each day. David HaMelech, with Ruach HaKodesh, instructed everyone to recite 100 brachas every day, and then the plague was brought to an end. This takana was made to strengthen our fear of Hashem, our love for Him, and to aid us in constantly remembering Hashem. On Shabbos, when we do not have as many brachas to recite as during the weekdays, we complete the 100 brachas by eating fruit and smelling psamim. On fast days, one should have kavana during Chazaras Hashatz, so that those brachas also be included in the sum of 100 brachas. The Rebbe spoke that the emphasis in reciting 100 brachas daily should be on their essence, bringing one to fear, love, and remember Hashem. When the recitation of the 100 brachas are done properly, then these feelings permeate the entire day. The Rebbe Rashab would constantly make brachas at least once an hour or once in 2 hours at the minimum. When he did not have a bracha to recite, he would say the pasuk, "Baruch atah Hashem lamdeini chukecha." As young boys, Rava and Abaye learned with Amoira Rabba. Once Rabba asked his young Talmidim, "To whom do we make brachas?" "To Hashem," they replied. Rabba further questioned them, "Where is Hashem?" He wanted to ascertain that they truly understood to whom they were making the brachas, and not just repeating what they were told. Rabba then pointed upward, while Abaye went outside and pointed toward Shemayim. The Rebbe explains that this recognition and appreciation of Hashem is greater by children, for their understanding of Hashem is simple and straightforward. Throughout his entire lifetime, when the great Chassid Rav David Tzvi Chein, also known as the Radatz, would make a bracha over food or drink, he would place his right hand over his forehead, as is done when deep in thought, and then make the bracha. The Friedeke Rebbe related, "When I was a young boy, I asked him the reason for this, and he told me that when he was 12 years old, His father, Reb Peretz, brought him to Lubavitch to see the Tzemach Tzedek. When he went into the Rebbe's room, the Rebbe showed him closeness and affection. And amongst other things, he told him, "Listen to me. Do not behave as a child any longer. When you have to make a bracha on food or drink and must say Baruch Ata, you should remember before whom you are going to say Baruch Ata. When one makes a bracha, he should contemplate what he is doing, that he is thanking Hashem for the food or the mitzvahs which he has given us. And the bracha should not be recited out of habit. Hashem sent Yeshayahu HaNavi to reprimand the Yidden who were making brachas for washing their hands or eating without thinking of Hashem. As a result, Hashem removed wisdom from those who behaved this way. There was once a man who revealed himself in a dream to one of his relatives several years after his passing. The relative asked him, 'How are you doing in the other world?' The deceased replied, 'Every day I am judged for not having been careful to think about Hashem when making brachas.' The man explained that though years had passed, he was still being cleansed from this fault. One should be very meticulous with having the proper kavana when saying brachas and recognize the basic idea of the bracha that he is benching Hashem. One should also have in mind about what he is now benching. He should see to it that his mind should not think about anything else. When one says Hashem's name, he must concentrate on their meanings. Yudke Vavke, that Hashem is the master of everything and that Hashem always existed, exists, and will always exist. And Elohim, that Hashem is all-powerful, above and below. It is forbidden to do anything while saying a bracha, for it then appears that one is careless and that the bracha is unimportant. Therefore, even an action which does not require concentration is also prohibited. When saying brachas properly with kavana and happiness, one draws upon himself Hashem's kindness. Brachas should be recited audibly and carefully because koil ma'ir kavana. The voice arouses the intent. Reb Chaim Vital writes, "My Rebbe, the Arizal, warned me to be very careful to have kavana when reciting brachas, for it refines a person, enabling them to receive kedusha, and is the primary cause for ruach hakodesh." In previous times, even the simplest yidden had a natural yiras shamayim, which caused them to have great respect for the words of Torah. When a bracha had to be said, they would wash their hands or at least cleanse them. Regarding this, the Friedrich Rebbe related, "Once, while playing, I overheard the gardener reciting a bracha shehakol, and I began to tremble from hearing how the bracha was being recited. Today, however, people do not appreciate the brachas that they are saying, and the brachas do not sense the person's dedication." Bunim was an elderly shamus in the city of Worms, and served on the Chevra Kedisha as well. One day, he came to shul earlier than usual, and saw a man with a crown of grass on his head standing in front of the shul building. At first he was frightened, thinking that it was a shade. But then he recognized the man and asked him, "Aren't you so-and-so who we buried yesterday?" "Yes," the man replied. "How is it in Shemayim for you?" the shamus inquired. "Good," the man replied. Not knowing him to have been especially righteous, the shamus wanted to know, "What special merit do you have for yourself?" The man told him, "Only in the schus of my saying brachas in a loud, sweet voice was I brought into Gan Eden with great honor." The Alter Rebbe held a number of debates with the Goinim of Lithuania over the truth of Chassidus. At these debates, the Alter Rebbe would discuss concepts in halacha, generally the halachas of Birchas Hanenin, and would conclude with a ruchniyistika lesson. At the second debate, which took place in Minsk, everyone recognized the Alter Rebbe's great goinus and it deeply impacted the goinim of Lithuania. At the conclusion, the Alter Rebbe taught a lesson from the Mishnah. "One who drinks water out of thirst says shehakol niyabed varoi." He explained that water symbolizes Torah, and the test whether one is truly learning Torah properly is when he recognizes that everything, shehakol, is being created by the word of Hashem, niyabed varoi. Among those present were many diligent students who would learn for 18 to 21 hours every day. And hearing this explanation, tens of them were attracted to become Talmidim of the Alter Rebbe. It happened once in Tunisia that a Rav was walking with two Talmidim when Arabs suddenly confronted them, intending to kill the Rav. They chased away the Talmidim and allowed the Rav one last wish. The Rav asked for a cup of water, and with great kavana he said the bracha, "Shehakol niyabed varoi." Just as he finished drinking, an Arab sheikh passed by and ordered that the Rav be let free. So without much choice, the Arabs let him go. Later, when the Talmidim met their Rav and asked about his last request, he explained, I have learned by my Rebbes that by saying the bracha of Shahakol with Kavana, bad decrees can be torn apart. No one can harm one who truly believes that everything comes from Hashem.